ovaj današnji naš susret.
Today's meeting, we are going to start with prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Daj nam danas i otpusti nama duge naše, kako i mi otpuštamo dužnicima našim, i ne uvedi nas u napad, nego izbavi nas od zla. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of death. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it's now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace and Reconciliation, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I would like you to take the seats.
Dragi svećenici,
dear priests, dear friends in Christ, it is my desire that at the beginning of this meeting I welcome you all with all my heart. And in this short period of time I'm going to spend with all of you to share the good and happy word message Our Lady has been giving to all of us for last 34 years. Today is the day. It has been 34 years, 34th anniversary since Our Lady has been with us. Since she has been with us, and she has chosen us to become her instruments, instruments in hers and God's hands. Truly, these 34 years are the years of grace. At the very beginning of the apparitions, one of the first messages Our Lady gave through us to the world was this one. Dear children, I am coming to you because I want to tell you that God exists. Decide for God. Place God on the first place in your lives. Place God in your families on the first place. And together with Him, walk towards the future. You see, at the beginning of the apparitions, Our Lady says, God must be on the first place. Our Lady comes to us because she wants to teach us all, because she wants to bring us up. She wants to lead us towards good and show us what good is. She wants that we recognize the things which are temporary, and that we also learn the things which are not temporary. God is our peace. He is our joy. He is our love. And Mother, truly through these 34 years, has been leading us with love. As the best teacher and educator. Mother comes to us. She gives us a pastoral care. Through her messages and giving us her messages. And with her messages, through her messages, she wants to lead us towards Jesus so that we meet Him. Today, in this moment, in a present time. Dear friends, I know that many of you came here because of your needs, desires, problems, with your sicknesses and crosses you all carry. You came to your mother in order you can throw yourselves into her lap so that you find in her lap security and protection. You came to her to tell her, Mother, pray for us, intercede for each one of us before your son. And this is exactly what our mother has been doing for last 34 years. She prays for us and she intercedes for each one of us before her son, because she is a mother, she is our interceder, and she wants to console each one of us and show us the new way. We cannot say, we can say that the world is on the crossroad, that we can say that the family is also on a crossroad, society as well. When I say the crossroad, then first of all I think, and this is what Our Lady tells us, we are standing on the crossroad and wondering whether we are going to take the way which leads towards God or the way which is the way of the world. And Our Lady tells us, decide for God. We came to her, to the source. And Jesus says in the Gospel, come to me, all of you who are burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you strength. And truly, open ourselves to her and place into her hands all our desires, problems. Let's throw ourselves into her lap and let's find security and protection in her lap. I do not want from you today to see me as I am perfect or a saint, because I am not. Through these 34 years, I've been trying to become better, holier. This is my desire which is deeply printed into my heart. And when I see Our Lady, doesn't mean that I had overnight conversion. I know that my conversion, as conversion of each one of you, is a process, a program for our life, for which we have to decide, in which we have to stay persistent, in which we have to change and open ourselves to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We need to be open to grace, and this is the only way we can grow in holiness. We need to accept the living word of gospel, and this is the only way we can grow in holiness. And this is what Our Lady has been telling us. Accept the living word of gospel. Place the word into your lives. In these 34 years, I've been asking myself the very same question. Mother, why me? Why did you choose me? Mother, couldn't you find anybody better but me? Mother, am I doing everything what you ask me to do? Believe me, there is no day in my life when I did not ask this question. And I can recall pretty well, during one apparition time when I was alone with her, I asked her, Mother, why me? Why did you choose me? And she smiled back to me and she said, dear child, you know, I do not look for the best. And you see, after that, I never asked that question. 34 years ago, I was chosen by her and I was placed into her school, school of peace, love, the school of prayer. And in that school, I learned to be a good student. It is very to say that I'm failing to be a good student. I will learn to finish the work the best I can.
4 years ago, rambling, rafting myself, living right into a pair.